continuing in the laws of Hilchos Chanukah, discussing exactly where the Chanukiah should be placed in one's home. So if perhaps we haven't been doing this thus far, at least for the last two nights, we'll get it right. Manuchu l'mala mishlosh t'bachim says that a person places the Chanukiah should be above three hand breadths. It should not be, let's say, a foot to the ground. It should be above at least a foot from the ground. And it should not be above 10 tefachim, which, assuming, let's pretend the tefach is 4 inches, which is discrepancy exactly how much it is, that would be 40 inches. So it's a little bit more than a yard. If a person would decide to put their chanukiah above this, a few feet above the ground, then a person still fulfills their obligation. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, why can't we put our chanukiah right on the floor, or maybe even a few inches off the floor? It says, the kol mata mishloshe, because anything which is three tefachim down, it's ki'ilu haniach b'karka. It's as though it's actually placed on the ground itself. They nicker shabal habayis anichusham. And therefore it's not recognizable that it is being placed there for the purpose of a mitzvah. But according to the words of the Prichadash, if a person would put it in such a place, you fulfill the obligation. This is also the significance of why, with regard to an avel, someone who is during this time of Shiva, that we have them sitting on a low chair. Because Halacha discusses that they should be sitting not on a regular chair, but rather on the ground. But if you're even on a chair, which is less than three tefachim from the ground, it's as though you're sitting on the ground. Now, when it comes to putting the chanukiah above it, it should not be above 10 tefachim. Why not? Well, why can't you put it high up like these beautiful lights? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, de'ika persume nisa tfei kishulamata. You're able to publicize the miracle greater in the situation where it is low to the ground. Why? De'davar ha'asli l'or ein derech l'anicha kol kachamata. Because a person, if you look at most homes, most rooms, the lights are above us for the most part. And that's the best way for light to be able to shine into the whole house. You put a light on the very bottom, you can try this, put it on the very bottom, it doesn't carry as much, covers much light around. And that's the idea of the Chanukiah. It's not for the purpose of light. You're not allowed to derive benefit from it. We're just supposed to look at it. And therefore, appropriately putting it below the 10th tefachim, it'll be very clear to everyone that its purpose is not just to provide light. The Ayin Be'Eliyahu Rabba, Shekasav, Be'Eliyahu writes, D'had Ein Ha'olim Nizharn Bezeh, we don't see that everyone's so careful that their Chanukiah is below a few feet from the ground. Mishum D'Somchen Al HaMordechai, there's an opinion by the Mordechai that writes, that the reason why we light the Chanukiah is less for the outside world and it's more for the people inside the home. And therefore, because of this, we're not so particular, because the people in the house know the purpose of the lighting, and therefore, if it's above the 10th Vachim, it's still not an issue. And then he continues and says, what happens if a person lives in an apartment complex? So where should the best place to put this Chanukiah be? So the Menicha B'Chalon, person should put it in the window, Shulitzad Rishus HaRabin, which is facing the public thoroughfare. Afil Im HaChalon Gavoa Yosim Yasar Tvachim. Even if that window is above ten Tvachim, that's okay. And continues, brought down the Shart Zion, quoting the words of the Prima Gadim, as well as the Chayadim, he says that it implies that it's better to put, if you're in an apartment complex, to put that Chanukiah in a window in order that people outside, many people should be able to see it, even though that window is above 10th Vachim, then putting it, which the Gemara discusses, putting it by your door, the opposite side of the mezuzah, even though that placement by the door is less than 10th Vachim. So it's brought down that it's better that you should be putting it in the window. But then it continues, the Mechaber, and says that even if you put it above 10th Tefachim, you have to make sure not to put it too high. Because, im manichul malami esrim amma lo yatsa. Put it above esrim amma, an amma which is measured from the elbow to the tip of one's middle finger, which in the middle finger is called an ama, then that is the person has not fulfilled the obligation. It must be below 20 amos. And the Ramah says, let's say you lit it, and it was above Esther Mama, above 40 feet, let's say, and you said the bracha, and you realize, you know what, I can't believe I shouldn't have lit it in such a place, so you decide to lower it, lo yatsa. As we mentioned before, the hadlaka osa mitzvah. The time that you lit the chanukiah, you had to have been able to fulfill the mitzvah. In this case, since you lit it, and it was too high, then you're not yatsa, you haven't filled the obligation.
Well, it's
on the 10th floor. Oh, so it's brought down. Well, first of all, that question is why not? What's the big deal? Why can't we light above 20 amos? What's the significance of this? So the Gemara, as well, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is the loshalta ba'enai. So the issue is that a person's eyes cannot see so far, and because it's so high up, a person not be able to witness it. Now the question is, well, how about what if it's in a high apartment? So the question is, if you're putting in a window and it's on the 20th floor, which might be above 40 feet, the question is that an issue of the loshalta ba'enai? So many of the Mefarshim say, as is brought down in Tosfos in the Gemara, that the whole issue of lighting nowadays of Persuminisa is more for the people
in the apartment
as opposed to the people outside, and therefore it's less of a halakhic issue nowadays as it might have been before. I'd like to conclude with an interesting Gemara in Shabbos, which brings down this halakha, and then it seems to bring out another halakha, which is completely has nothing to do, apparently, to this the idea of Chanukah. The Gemara says on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph that Ner Shel Chanukah Shanich Lamala Me Esther Ma'ama Psula Kisuka Kamavui. That is, if you put the Chanukiah above this 20 Amos, it's invalid, just like the laws of the Sukkah, and we just told us the reason why. And then the Gemara tells us an interesting pasuk, which we saw in last week's Parsha. Omar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, in the name of Rav Tanchum, the pasuk says, Vabor Reikein Bomayim, that the pit was empty and it had no water in it. So the Gemara asks, which is also brought down in Rashi, in last week's Parsha, Mimashma Shinemar Vabor Reik, once the Torah says the pit is empty, Eni Odeya Shein Bomayim, obviously there's no water in it, it's repetitive. So why does it need to tell us this? So the Gemara says that Mayim Ein Bo, there was no water, Aval Nachashim Akravim, but snakes and scorpions there were in it. So some explain, what does this have anything to do with the Gemara, which was just above? So some are Masvir, then what is exactly would they do by throwing Yosef Atzadik into this pit with Nachashim Akravim? So some explain that similar to the idea above, that if you put the Chanukiah too high, there's an issue of the Loshalta Ba'ena, you're not going to be able to see the light of the Chanukiah, you're going to miss out on that which you're supposed to be seeing. So too, perhaps, when Yosef HaTzadik was put into the pit, they in fact thought, the brothers thought, that that pit was raked, that that pit was empty, but in fact, because just like the Chanukiah, they were not able to see all the way down into that pit, in fact, Nechashim HaKravim, there were in fact snakes and scorpions.